Every cutting follows the traces of infinite cuts. It's all been cut before, but it's never been the same. The Eternal Return. The Eternal Return is itself the only unity of this world, which has none at all except as it comes back. It is the only identity of a world which has no same at all, except through repetition. We vacuum carpet to return it to its store-bought cleanliness, but only the weak particles, lint, and hair are swept up. What remains marks the difference of the Eternal Return. That strand of hair that stays becomes further embedded in the carpet and entwined with lint and particles. It strengthens over time. It becomes a super hair with every return of the vacuum. Until it doesn't anymore. Until it becomes dislodged and the eternal return of the vacuum, designed for repetitive function but incapable of producing identical results, carries that hair away and leaves another to face its eternal return. And what of this strand of hair before it found its place on and in the carpet? It grew from a head and survived infinite cuts. Cutting, a repetitive process incapable of producing identical results, is an eternal return this hair has endured. Before it fell out, before it found its new place in the carpet. And after the carpet? Well, you can imagine where that hair goes and returns. I see you seeing me. It's another live performance. You've seen this before. Digitally mediated and digitally recorded. Brought to you by digital collaboration. Connection and action that is traceable through screens and cables and reiterations. Follow the trace and return at will. We did. We have. We will. Will to edit. Will to improve. Will to cut out the weaker parts. And if I could return to this moment, here and now, I might. I just might pursue the eternal return, what is at once the greatest disgust and the greatest consolation. If I have the will to power. For if Deleuze's interpretation of Nietzsche's reinterpretation of the ancients' conceptualization of the eternal return is right, the will to power has its highest level in intense or intensive form, which is neither coveting nor taking, but giving and creating. Its true name, says Zarathustra, is the virtue that gives. Every cutting follows the traces of infinite cuts. It's all been cut before, over and over. It's never been the same.